talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Dancing in the kitchen, you singing my favorite song, swinging on the front porch, just laughing at the dogs. How you swear you love me more when you're whispering goodnight. All those little moments are every reason why I'm homesick. This feeling that I'm feeling, though we don't quit, it's like half of me is missing. Heaven knows it, that all I wanna do is be alone with your brown eyes all tangled up, just hold. The damn truth, if home is where the heart is, I'm homesick for you.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Kane Brown with Homesick, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 25th, with seven custom-built homes open to the public for just a few hours. I'll be listening for more information. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be soon. Today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we'll be talking with Hill Shaw, with Atlantic Shield Insurance Group, J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture, Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette, and also Trisha Peterson with Island House Real Estate. Have a great weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are located on the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, right next to Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Hill Shaw with Atlantic Shield Insurance Group. How are you doing, Hill?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Hill, take a moment and tell everybody about Atlantic Shield Insurance Group.
So we're a full-service property and casualty insurance agency located in the heart of Mount Pleasant, directly next door to Trader Joe's, and have operated a business here in Mount Pleasant since 2004.
Gotcha. And I know the insurance companies out there that have a brand name, that's all they sell is their own insurance. That's considered the captive market, right?
Correct.
And then Atlantic Shield Insurance Group, you folks are independent insurance sellers. So you're drawing from a huge pool of different insurance companies so you can specialize for your customers?
Yeah, that's a great point, Tim. We are known as brokers, so what that gives us the ability to do is put the client's needs first and match them with a particular company that best suits their needs. For example, we might have 20 different carriers to go to market mm-hmm. and get proposals from, and then we get to bring those back to you, allowing you collaboration with us to pick which one truly is the best value.
Well, and some of those carriers have different specialties and versus the captive market where it's a one size fits all. The companies that, you know, you see advertising with bundle your home and auto and that kind of thing. They you might live in a house that's in a part of town that maybe is not able to fit directly into that's the square that they that they prefer to sell to. And so you're able to help a lot of individual homeowners with whatever their needs are.
Yeah, that's another great point. Not all carriers are created equal by design. One of the reasons we partnered with Charleston Home and Design is our focus is really on that custom home owner, where we've seen price per square foot north of $300 for some time now, and as high as $600 or $700 a square foot. Luckily for us, fortunately for us, our carriers specialize in that space, and what you're going to receive in the event you were to file a claim with the companies that we utilize is an understanding from day one of the quality of construction and the cost associated with actually putting them back pre-loss condition.
That's good. Well, what are the most important problems that Atlantic Shield Insurance Group solves for their customers?
That's a great question. And what we've found is that every client is unique in the challenges that they face. But what they all have in common are three specific problems or needs. There's always the external, the internal, and the philosophical problem. As it relates to insurance, the problems break down as follows. The external is really the simple problem. Everybody needs insurance. So the people that we talk with, they have to buy it. The internal problem is a place where we really focus, and that is when they buy the insurance, they want to have confidence and they want to know that the coverage that they have in place is going to be there when they need it. And the philosophical problem is insurance really shouldn't be as complicated as it is or as expensive. So while we certainly handle the external problem, we spend a lot of our time and energy with our prospective clients and existing clients answering and addressing that internal and philosophical problem.
Gotcha. Well, what sets Atlantic Shield Insurance Group apart from other agencies? How do you differentiate yourselves from other agencies selling the same product or service?
So I love this question, and the reason I love it is because I've put a tremendous amount of thought and effort into answering it over the last 16 years. So a lot of agencies, including my own in years past, that my answer would have been superior products, competitive pricing, exceptional customer service. The irony of that answer is that somebody's asked you to differentiate yourself, and you've just given the same three answers that every other agent in your marketplace and really across the country would provide. So what's differentiated at all about that? Is very subjective. So I believe in order to be differentiated, you need to at least have a unique answer to that question. So what I've learned over the years through experience and following some of the best minds in business is that the focus of differentiating your company, the hallmark of that, should be on putting the individual needs of the customer first and then finding out how to differentiate yourself in the effort of best serving them. So the three most common answers to that question, what they have in common, in addition to what everybody using those, is that they revolve around the actual company delivering the good or service. And in our mind, at our organization, that's backwards. In my professional opinion, to truly differentiate yourself in a noisy market where there's a tremendous amount of competition, selling the same products and services that you are, it's that customer service focus and instilling the confidence in that prospective customer from the very beginning that you're there to make their life better, easier, in the end, and they feel that focus and that direction from the start. So that to me is what differentiates us, is that we have a process that we've built over the last 16 years and have realized that that process needs to focus on the client and not on what we know about insurance.
Gotcha. How would you describe the sales process at Atlantic Shield Insurance Group?
So a couple words that I think about knowing the process and having developed it is it's holistic. So we go into great detail and we look at everything, but it's also individually focused. Every client is unique and it's diagnostic. So we're probing a lot of areas. We like to say in our organization, the customer should talk 70% of the time. You should talk 30% of the time, and 80% of that time you should be asking better questions. So we like to really get feedback through open-ended questions from our clients to really figure out how we can help them most. We spend hours researching the companies that we believe are a fit before we even call on them to see if they'll let us through the front door. And once we have an opportunity to get through the front door, we share about the exclusive programs that we've developed through our experience in their particular industry. And we've partnered with carriers that have a unique appetite to serve those specific industries. We then go in and we've spent hours in advance of that first meeting developing questions that are provoking thought and answers that are going deeper than, well, my insurance is expensive, or, hey, I found one or two coverage pitfalls in here that I hear, let me fix that for you. We just go deeper into what truly makes that business operate, what the priorities are of the owners and the decision makers, and it allows the entire process to, in our mind, work better than selling simply product and service.
Mm-hmm. How is life different for your clients after doing business with Atlantic Shield Insurance Group?
It sounds dramatic, but the word we like to use within our organization is transformational. We want it to be a huge aha moment and then complete confidence and calm after we've addressed all the concerns and earned the business from our what was a prospective client and now a current client. If you visit our website, you'll see in big letters on our landing page, we make insurance simple. The truth is insurance is anything but simple, but when a client engages us to help, our goal is to always have them say, that was easy for me, thank you for that. Carriers, coverages, prices, etc., all important, but in the end, they don't matter near as much as inspiring confidence in the clients you serve. And the confidence is they know deep down inside that the insurance is completely taken care of. And inspiring confidence and simplifying our customers' lives is our mission. Everything we develop, all of our efforts point towards that. And I believe we're doing a great job at it.
Good, good. That's great. Is it fair to say that that when someone's insurance policy for their home is coming up for renewal, that would be a great time to reach out to Atlantic Shield Insurance Group, just to, you know, nothing less than just saying, hey, I'm not unhappy with what I have now, but I just wanted to test the waters and see if Atlantic Shield Insurance Group can do any better or provide any more coverage, that kind of thing?
Yes, I think it's always a good time to reach out to us, but a renewal is a logical time in the year where people are aware. And so if that's a trigger point for you to ask some questions or get another professional involved, I would invite anyone to call us and we would be happy to identify whether what we have is a good fit. And if it is, we'll move forward in providing you a proposal.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Shield Insurance Group?
I feel like the website is a convenient way. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So visit us there. There's a Get Started button if you would like to engage us in that fashion. We also are open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that number is 843-856-2909. Barbara would be standing by to to talk to you and get you to the right person.
And what's the web address for Atlantic Shield Insurance Group?
It's www.atlanticshield.com.
AtlanticShield.com. All right, great deal. Well, we have been talking with Hill Shaw with Atlantic Shield Insurance Group. Thanks so much, Hill.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula, right next door to Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How are you, JR?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. JR, take a moment and tell everybody about Remark Landscape Architecture.
Yeah, we're a design studio that we focus on landscape architecture, and we're located downtown, actually catty corner from your office.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's a great place to be in the Upper Peninsula. But it's my wife and I founded it 13 years ago. And then we have five designers and landscape architects that work with us. So we're a team of seven.
Wow, that's great. You got a great story too, JR. Both you and your wife are landscape architects, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. So we've been practicing for 20 years here in the Lowcountry.
And talk about how you got your start. You're a veteran, right?
Yeah. I was in the Air Force. That's actually how I found my way to Charleston. And in the Air Force, I was a jet mechanic in 92 through 96. Then found my way to University of Georgia, where I got my degree in landscape architecture, and met my wife and said, we have to go back to the Lowcountry, and we've been here ever since.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it was just you and your wife for a while, right?
It was. Yeah, we were very slow to start. We 2007, we got a word deal out on our own, and so we started in the spare bedroom of my house and then expanded to above our garage as our family grew and hired my first employee, and then we bought our office space downtown, and then we just kind of slowly grown from then.
Sounds very familiar. We instead of the spare bedroom, we started off in the living room of my house, and outgrew that space and moved into the garage, and then outgrew that space and moved. We bought this building, like I said, right near Lewis Barbecue, right across the street from you guys too, and so. And so you folks, Remark Landscape Architecture has grown very organically over the years, right? So as the demand for your services has increased, you've kept hiring more and more people.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, we've always been smart about hiring. We want to make sure we're hiring at the right time. And so we wait till we were like really super busy and swamped. We know that's the right time to hire someone, basically. And then recently, in fact, we're going to be hiring an office manager, which we're really excited about to help with that, streamline processes. Right. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. And folks that we keep mentioning the Upper Peninsula, but people who are driving around the Upper Peninsula of Charleston, maybe you're going to have a lunch or dinner over at Lewis Barbecue, you will see Remark Landscape Architecture's work all over the Upper Peninsula, and just name a few addresses around the Upper Peninsula that people could see your work.
Yeah, the Butcher and Bee, Lewis Barbecue, the Workshop, Pacific Box and Crate. So we've done all that work. Blue Acorn,
and that's the same. All of these properties are owned by the same developer, right?
Correct.
Is it Stephen?
Stephen Zukas, yeah, with Ravencliff, yeah.
And he obviously, you know, I think that's the greatest compliment that somebody can pay is when they decide to refer you to a friend, or they decide to continue to hire you for more projects. And so how many projects have you been involved with Stephen?
Yeah, we've done all the projects that Upper Peninsula we had with Stephen. We're very grateful for that opportunity, and they've slowed down, so they haven't really been doing as much lately. But then all of that work then has got us to work with other folks that are doing work in the area. So you're seeing the new apartment complexes coming up and things. We're doing that work
as well.
So we're kind of keeping our backyard moving with our project.
Sure. And the great thing is a lot of the landscape architecture that you'll see in the Upper Peninsula, you could steal some of those ideas for yourself, or you could just kind of look at them and say, wow, that looks really neat. I wouldn't mind having that in my home or business. And I'm going to give this guy, J.R. Kramer, a call from Remark Landscape Architecture. But and we'll give out your contact info at the end of the interview. But talk about why should someone hire a landscape architect? What are some of the services that Remark Landscape Architecture provides?
Yeah, I'll say that in a second, but I will say there was someone that had dinner at the Butcher and Bee, and they found out what the landscape architect was, and they hired us to do their house in Hilton Head.
Oh, fantastic.
So yeah, so that's just the back end of that story there that does happen.
Sure.
But with Remark, we provide full design services for the outdoor environment and other things, really. We've actually recently have designed a pool house with a golf simulation room and a screen porch. We designed a porch on the front of a historic home downtown, picking house colors and things. So, our main focus is landscape architecture and designing the outdoor environment, designing outdoor rooms for people. Mm-hmm. We're always looking at, when we're looking, we're talking to the client, what's their goal for their space? How does it fit with the context of the architecture, the microclimate, the area they're living? Thinking about drainage is really important. What do they want space to feel like? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think we do is when we go to meet with folks, they're always like, let's go outside and look at the space, and I say, well, let's sit down and talk first for a little bit, get to know each other, and then I also get a good feeling how they live inside their home, so then I know how they're going to be living on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have a more deeper conversation about the design.
And I would guess that someone other than a landscape architect, maybe you know a guy in your neighborhood who cuts the, you know, he trims the lawns around the neighborhood. You know, when you decide to hit him up for some free advice, and maybe he'll do the installation and stuff, that's probably the very first thing they would do, is head right out the door to the backyard, because that's their comfort zone.
And it is.
What you're trying to do at Remark Landscape Architecture is bring it to another level. So you're trying to get to know the end user and how they're going to be using the how they live inside, and then how they're going to be carrying that out outdoors, right?
It is, you know, it's very much an emotional experience when you're sitting there, you're spending a lot of money and you're hiring us and to create this environment. You're bringing basically strangers into your backyard for designing and for installation. You know, invading that space, and you want to be comfortable with the experience.
Right. And I just would strongly urge anybody who maybe is anyone that's unhappy with their outdoor living space, really think about giving Remark Landscape Architecture a call, because what you need more than anything is a plan. It doesn't mean you have to spend a ton of money right at the onset, but at least if you have the plan, you can phase things in over time. And Remark Landscape Architecture, you folks don't do the installation of the plantings and anything, right?
No. But the one thing that we are trying to do in 2020 is manage the projects. When we're doing the installations, we're actually trying to select the contractors, oversee everything, help set the schedules, so that way we can allow the homeowners to do what they do best, you know, with their employment and things, not having to worry about, is this getting done correctly, that we're there a good bit on site overseeing that, you know. And it's, and we don't do that for every project, but we really try to do that. We feel like it makes the end product a lot better.
Oh yeah. So get a plan, make sure to call JR to get that plan, and then you can phase it in over time. You know, one of the words you just mentioned that kind of alerted me is drainage. And we've heard so much about flooding in the Charleston area. Managing how a property drains is critically important. And how does Remark Landscape Architecture help homeowners with that?
Yeah. We've in all of our designs, we're focusing, one of the first questions I ask someone is, do you have drainage issues? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say yes. And sometimes they may say no, but there's still water going somewhere. Mm-hmm. So how does that water being channeled, where is it going? And so we try to study that, and we try to come up with creative solutions to place that water where we want it to go and then send it to where it needs to go, mm-hmm. and not under their home and not into a soggy lawn, try to keep their plant beds dry and things. And so we do some interesting details that no one else is doing, and to do that, both architecturally and organically.
You know, they don't call this the low country for nothing. And half of, I've heard people say half of the Charleston Peninsula is filled space. And so there were creeks and marsh and all sorts of things on the Charleston Peninsula that got filled in over the years, over the hundreds of years. And then people built houses on top of that. And so it's kind of, we're in an environment where you're going to probably have some drainage issues just because we are so low. But have we always had drainage problems in the Charleston area, or is this something kind of new that you can, that in your opinion you can point to and say, you know, I think what we're having is, you know, with sea level rising and we're having more nuisance tides, the king tides happening, that it's something that we're having to address today versus maybe something that we had to do yesterday?
I think it's all the above, but I think it's definitely, we are seeing higher tides than we used to. But then also, in the last 20 years since I originally moved here, you've seen a huge population growth. Mm-hmm. And so we're placing houses in a lot of areas that maybe once were wetlands, you know, where basically they were the sponges of the earth. Mm-hmm. And so we're filling those sponges up with homes. That water has to go somewhere.
Right.
And so it's multiple issues that we're dealing with. And so I think one of the best ways to deal with it, if we can deal with it per home basis, you know, and that's the thing about it. If everybody in the peninsula had a rain garden or permeable paving for a driveway, that helps out a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's just something.
Right. What are permeable pavement? What does that mean?
Yeah. Permeable paving, you know, like an example would be, permeable pavers, which have gaps in the pavers, allow water to go through, and they have a substantial subbase of gravel, like a 57 gravel underneath, whether anywhere from 6 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the city of Charleston getting any better with before they issue building permits with addressing the drainage issue? And I guess what I'm thinking of specifically is for many, many years on Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, if you wanted to build a house, there was only a certain percentage of your property that would be allowed impervious. So if you were going to put in like a concrete or an asphalt driveway, that's covering up all the land that would normally sponge up the rain. Mm-hmm. So that water's got to go someplace. So, you know, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, they've known this for a long, long time that if you want to have a driveway, it's got to be permeable pavers so that that rainwater will drain through the pavers, the cracks in the pavers, and then go, you know, right into the aquifer and everything, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, and I think, you know, pretty much all the municipalities are having to make sure everything's up to snuff and regarding to drainage. I know the city has a very strict standard. They're looking at water quality and the stormwater calculations for commercial projects downtown. I think sometimes, you know, maybe it's individual homes. There's typically, like you go to a development, there's a master plan for the drainage where the water's going. But sometimes it's not specific per lot. And so that's, I think, sometimes maybe could be better suited. But I think the city just recently passed some new standards for that. So hopefully they will be looking at more lot specifics and new developments.
Right. And, you know, I've always noticed this, a lot of the volume builders, when they would purchase property, they're starting a new neighborhood. A lot of times they go in there and they just clear cut all the trees. And correct me if I'm wrong, but trees, the roots soak up an awful lot of rainwater, right?
They can. I mean, the trees are so special here in the Lowcountry because you're very right. I was just talking to an arborist today just about how, you know, tree, you have to be very careful working around trees, you know, because the roots are actually on the surface. And people think they get really far down, but a live oak, the first 12 inches. So we need to protect those trees. The tree roots are very important out to that drip zone. Mm-hmm. And if we can save large groupings of the trees, that'll help absorb all that water, place for water to go to, and then plus also leave uncompacted soils, mm-hmm. which then will allow water to infiltrate down into the aquifers.
Right, right. Very good. Well, and so if somebody was having a drainage problem in their backyard, could they call Remark Landscape Architecture? And even though they may not want a full backyard makeover, would you folks be able to help address those problems?
Yeah, we can provide consulting services. And really all of our design services, we have different levels of design for residential. So we try to have price points for to help out everybody.
Excellent, excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architecture?
Yeah, they can go to our website, remarkstudiollc.com, or they can call the studio 843-952-7817.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located on the Upper Peninsula right next to Lewis Barbecue. And now we're talking with Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good, thanks. How are you today?
Good, good, thank you. Tiffany, take a moment and tell everyone about Home Etiquette.
So Home Etiquette does three different things. The third is split in two, and the first of those is home organization. This is in my blood. I've been doing it since I was three. Mm-hmm. And then home events. It's probably where I've gained the most traction here. And that can be from anything from a birthday party to a reunion or just a cocktail party. Mm-hmm. And then moving in and moving out. And that's where I would do staging for moving out mm-hmm. and organizing and packing. I do not want to be confused with an interior designer. Mm-hmm. I can do some of that work, but I just want to spruce up what you already have in place and work with the realtors of Charleston and the homeowners that just want to add to the value of their homes before moving out. And then everything else from that, like packing, it can be anything. Mm-hmm. Stress-free move. And then there's moving in. Mm-hmm. So, or moving out, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So then there's moving out, and I can do everything from the unpacking or the packing to, the unpacking to an estate sale.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'll tell you, I would imagine your services are in great demand these days because everybody's so busy. I don't know how we ever got to this point mm-hmm. where things move so fast and we have so many demands on our lives that it's so easy to become disorganized. And so let's talk about the home organization portion of your business.
Okay.
So you can help homeowners organize and declutter their
right.
space. Talk about that a little bit.
So I'll tell you, first of all, what makes Home Etiquette very different is we care about the ambiance. So my belief is you can open any cabinet, any drawer, any closet, create a guest room experience by organizing everything and making it beautiful. I believe those two things can coexist. Mm-hmm. And the way that I do that is with the consultation. Because if I put your favorite coffee cup behind all your beautiful china, it won't make any difference when I leave because it will be non-sustainable. Mm-hmm. So I like to do a consultation in your home with you and your family.
And using that coffee cup example, why would you not put it behind that cabinet door? Because that's their favorite and they're going to be using it every day?
Yes, that's why it would be up front.
I gotcha.
So,
I gotcha.
And we can still make your lifestyle beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's my guarantee.
Gotcha. Okay. So yes, I would think a lot of our listeners are going to be saying to themselves right now, I need to contact this person to help me in my house. And what about people who might be kind of, maybe they're a little embarrassed and maybe it's a big job and they don't want to be judged or something like that. They need your help, though.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that. A lot of people say, I'm going to clean my house before you get
right,
here.
Right.
But this is what I love to do. And it's a practice, right? So, and again, like you said, everybody is so busy. The busier you are, the more things you have to do, the less time you have to organize. Mm-hmm. So that's where I come in. And no one should be embarrassed. There are days you could walk in my house and say, she's a home organizer. So that happens as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So home organization, organizing and decluttering, helping homeowners with that. The second way that home etiquette can help homeowners is with home events. And talk about some of the home events that you're referring to.
Okay. And again, this starts with the consultation. Mm-hmm. Because people might want you to come in, and I'm going to keep using this word, but they might want you to create the ambiance. Others might want me to cater, bartend, and hang lights for them. Mm-hmm. So the sky's the limit on making that home event successful. But the end result should be something that where you're not only happy, but you've created the experience that your guest, what you wanted to present it to your guest, and you're actually enjoying the party. Mm-hmm. So again, I try to take the stress out of all three of these things for my clients.
Gotcha. So I've always, you know, whenever my wife and I have had a party, we always say, why did we do this? This is so much work. And I've always kind of had the mindset that there are some people who are just born entertainers. They love to entertain, and entertain sounds like a fun thing, but it's an awful lot of work for the host to, or hostess to do that kind of thing. When you're hosting your own party, it's very common for you not to be able to enjoy your own party, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that likes to entertain, so I always enjoy uh-huh. my own parties. But yes, I understand a lot of people actually miss their parties mm-hmm. because they went so fast because they were pouring the drinks, getting the food prepared, trying to talk to everybody. And so for me, coming in and doing that, I love doing this. And the you know, one thing that I will say is that I love to ask is, instead of what theme do you want, what colors, like I like to start with, what emotions do you want people to have at this party? And who are the people that these are parties are for? Or who would you like to most impress at this party? Because mm-hmm. we all have that one relative or that one friend that's going to, like, that you're catering to. Mm-hmm. So that type of questions, like the emotional piece of the party is the most important. After that, then let's talk about a consultation and me come in and look at your space. Mm-hmm. Then we'll figure out all what you want, the colors and all of those type of things.
Where all the food is going to come be staged mm-hmm. and the beverages, everything like that.
The details. Right. So I'm working on a couple now, and one's a very formal, ordering very beautiful, gorgeous centerpieces, flowers. And I'm bringing in the dishes, by the way, too. I'll bring in all my equipment. You can either have it if you want it, or rent it from me. So I'll bring in all of that. And then also I have another one that's like a backyard barbecue. So very different.
Right.
But they both are exciting to me. Each is equally as important. And I can't wait. I hope, you know, I do a great job for both of them.
Well, how involved does home etiquette get? Do you have like a network of private chefs or caterers, or do you do all of those, do all the cooking and everything yourself?
No, I do not do the cooking. Nobody would want me uh-huh. to do the cooking. No, I have a network of caterers, bartenders, mm-hmm. and different food vendors as well, that maybe that's what they do. It's already ready and we bring it in, and I'll have the staff there to actually serve it. Mm-hmm. So there's an array of ways that we can do that. But no, I want to do everything from A to Z. Some people don't want me to do everything from A to Z, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. We can figure that out and work together along the way.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So home events, kids' birthday parties.
Yes.
Can you maybe describe maybe a kid's birthday party that home etiquette has done the work for?
Yeah. One of my favorites ever was with like pink and blue and silver balloons. And we actually like outlined it over the doorways. There were so many balloons, and it looked like almost like, I would say almost like you were going into a pink and blue ice cave. That's the only way I can describe it. But it was fun for the kids uh-huh. and it was absolutely gorgeous. So that was one of my more challenging ones, but it also was one of my favorite ones.
Nice. Oh yeah. That's a lot of work blowing up all those balloons.
I didn't blow up all the balloons.
And doing the balloon arches and what have you. Reminds me of my old radio days. So home organization, home events, and then also when someone is getting ready to sell their house or to indefinitely to move out of their house, and move into a new house. How can home etiquette help there?
So moving's pretty stressful. What, I don't care how excited you are or if it's a move. It's all life events, right? It's major life events. It could be a new baby. It could be a new promotion. But it also could be something where, you know, you've lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. One way or the other, there is so much to do in both of those cases. Mm. And like you said, people are so busy. A lot of times their home's not unpacked for months. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to come in, get you unpacked, organize you for the moving out portion of this. And I'll do everything up to the estate sale. Mm. So make sure that we get everything out and really essentially everything on that end. And then also for the moving in, that's where you want someone to come in and stage your home for you. Again, not to be confused with an interior designer, mm-hmm. But coming in and working with what you have, spatial planning the furniture so that it looks more presentable, inventorying all the accessories that, and stuff we want to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. We'll take that and hold that in storage for you. So decrease the value of your home, but then also create a packing system that makes sense for you.
Yeah, and we might have some listeners that maybe haven't moved in a while, and maybe your last move you relied on some friends to help you, and you know, or going even further back, maybe the days when you would buy some pizza for your buddies to come with the pickup truck and stuff. The moves never seem to finish. I mean, I had some tenants that were moving in, and not only do they, you know, have the movers help move all the stuff in, but then they had to go back to their old place, and there's always loose ends that get forgotten, that don't get packed up and stuff, and then you got to clean and. I don't know. You get to a certain age where you say, I've got to just hire somebody to help me with all this. And so home etiquette, you can arrange movers, I would guess.
Yes, we can do that. I won't be doing the actual moving of boxes.
Right.
So I would hire movers for that.
Or the homeowner can hire the movers on their own and then
sure.
Hire home etiquette to help with the specifics of where everything is going to be going and how everything gets packed up and stuff.
Sure. I think that one of the things that is different to home etiquette, it's a bespoke service. So anything and everything I'm talking about today, we come in and we do a full-on consultation with the worksheets I already have made out. And I might find extra notes that I haven't thought of because everyone is unique. Mm-hmm. So we can do everything again from the start to the end. But yeah, what we do is take the stress out of it. And also how you pack. Mm-hmm. Again, it comes down to organization skills. And you can even make packing pretty. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds crazy, but you can make packing pretty. And so when the things come out of the box, you can be sure they're not broken. And they're easily going to be placed in your cabinets.
Gotcha. And how did you get started in this? Are you from the Charleston area?
No, I've been here for about 5 months.
Gotcha. Where are you from originally?
I've been in downtown Chicago the last 17 years.
Okay.
I came to Charleston. I've talked about spreadsheets already. Uh-huh. I'm a spreadsheet person. And I made a spreadsheet of what cities, San Diego was a huge contender. So I made a spreadsheet, came down here and visited. I'd been here before and chose Charleston. But I will say one thing. I hoped I would have a good life here. But I could have never guessed how much I would fall in love with the people mm-hmm. and the city. I'm already one of those, you would think I've lived here forever the way I talk about it.
Well, don't be surprised if you have relatives from other parts of the country that start moving to Charleston, because that's a frequent thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to bring my mom and dad here.
There you go.
I'm hoping that happens.
There you go. They'll fall in love with Charleston for sure. Is this type of service that your company Home Etiquette offers, have you seen this in in Chicago or any bigger markets?
Oh yeah, sure. It exists everywhere. I would say that this is a underutilized service, and well, actually, there's not enough of us mm-hmm. yet. So it's everywhere, but in a bigger city, it's harder to get a hold of those people, mm-hmm. right? They're waiting in line to right. work with the different home organizers there. And the home events too. Mm-hmm. So, because a lot of people don't want to go with the great big caterers and so forth, right? And so it's hard to find those people that come in and take care of everything, but you might not want to put that much out for their markups on alcohol and food and things like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've seen this in high demand. Here it's been really in high demand because so many people moving in and moving out, and people love to make a big presence at their parties here. I've noticed that.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about home etiquette?
Well, first I would encourage them to go to my Instagram, which is Home Etiquette Charleston, and then also to my website, which is homeetiquette.com, and you can see some of my work there. And then also, I'm going to be in ads here soon with Charleston Home and Design.
All right, good deal. And phone number?
Oh, it's 312-622-3625. And yes, I've been told many times, change that to a Charleston number. That's underway.
Hey, if you're from out of town, you must be an expert, right? Isn't that what they always say? Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tiffany Miller with Home Etiquette. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. How are you doing, Tricia?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Take a moment, Tricia, and tell everybody about Island House Real Estate.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so Island House Real Estate is a real estate company. We're really everywhere, but I live on Daniel Island. Two of the other agents that work for me live on Daniel Island as well. So probably the majority of our business ends up being kind of in that east of the Cooper area, mm-hmm. Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant. We do end up traveling around quite a bit and hitting a lot of different areas. But I have 6 agents that work for me that are kind of spread around the geographical Charleston area. So we tend to kind of service all of Charleston.
Mm-hmm. What do you recommend to people as far as what they should be looking for and before they hire a real estate agent? Because in Charleston, we have a lot of newcomers to the area, so they may not know maybe some of the people who've been in the business a long, long time versus some of them that are new to the industry. Any advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think that how I became successful, it's kind of simple in a way, but I answer my phone and I find the answers to questions that people have. Mm-hmm. So obviously none of us have all the answers to every question, but I think that's kind of where I started and what made me successful. I was in the medical field for several years before I started doing real estate, and it was basically the same concept. You just do your best to help people, and if you're doing that, everything falls into place. But I know a lot of my business that I've gotten from out-of-town clients that weren't necessarily referred to me from somebody else. They've made the comment that I might have been the first agent that actually picked up my phone and would sit down and talk to them without, you know, scheduling something weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a matter of just trying to be available. And if you don't have the resources in front of you or don't know the answers, to know where to find them.
Mm-hmm. My first boss out of college told me that if you just do what you say you're going to do, if you just follow through on what you say you're going to do, you're going to be in the top 99%.
Exactly. Out there. Right. Yeah.
And I thought that was so silly.
It seems simple when you go back to those basics, but that's the truth.
But there's a
too.
Lot of people who do not return phone calls.
Right. And there's a lot of people that don't do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
And that's where it's important. I mean, the home buying and selling process, there's so many facets to it and so many processes you have to go through. You need somebody that's on top of those things, and when they come up, they take care of them and they do the work that you need them to do. So, but it's hard. I mean, there definitely are so many agents in Charleston, and not that it's bad to be a new agent, because we all started out as new agents, but I think you just want somebody that's a hard worker and is going to find the answers that you want.
Mm-hmm. Island House Real Estate, you folks, of course, you have listings and you help homeowners purchase properties and everything, but you've also something that's very unique about Island House Real Estate. Talk about these project houses.
Right. Yeah. So as you know, the company Island House Real Estate, I opened it a year and 3 months ago, so it's fairly new. And as times went on, some of the things that I've always loved have been remodeling, staging, and also too, like some of the homes that we deal with that are older and haven't been updated. Like I've always really had the vision for what they could be like, but a lot of clients and buyers either don't really have that vision or don't want to put the time and the money into remodeling something. So we found a cool little niche where we basically, I go out and I find properties in the Charleston area that are on good lots and great locations, the things that you really can't change about them, mm-hmm. but need to be remodeled. Mm-hmm. And we've paired up with an interior design company and a construction company, and they do great quality work. I mean, everything is top of the line. Carolina Lanterns does all the lighting. We've got several local vendors that all work with us to make sure that it's a true custom home at the end when the project's done. So we finished, we just closed our sixth one, which was on Daniel Island. And we've done one in Snee Farm. The majority have been either Mount Pleasant or Daniel Island. We have one that is coming up in Old Village, which is a tear down. So that one is not going to be a remodel. They basically are tearing it down and building a new home on the Old Village lot. But we have three new ones coming up on Daniel Island that will be coming up. One is on Blakeway Street, which will be coming up next week. And that one will be in the upper sixes. There's one on Elf Street on Daniel Island that'll be done in a couple weeks, and that'll be in the mid sixes. And then we have one on Gibbon Street that'll be about 900,000.
And do you folks purchase these houses outright, or is it kind of like a, you do? Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty much all listed on the MLS. And usually they're the homes that aren't selling because they need remodeled or they mm-hmm. need a lot of work. We tend to stick away from structural issues if we can, just because it ends up costing so much. And mm-hmm. really what we want to do is, you know, we go in and they get all new roofs, HVAC systems, tankless hot water system. So like all the mechanicals are replaced underneath the house, is encapsulated if it needs to be. And then we have the money and to be able to make the pretty things happen, which mm-hmm. is kind of what seems to be really important to people, is to walk in and know you've got a great quality, beautiful, like fully interior designed home.
Yeah. The finishes, obviously that's what sells, but, boy, it's certainly nice to know that there's a new HVAC system, or there's a new roof, or right. there's some of these utilitarian kind of repairs that nobody really wants to sink the money into, but are certainly necessary. Right. And to know that you don't have to replace those things for another, you know, 10-12 years, right. that's pretty cool.
Right, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Island House Real Estate, you folks work with when you do these project houses, you have there's an interior design company that you work
with
too?
Yes, it's Embellish Interiors. They also are on Daniel Island, and I've known the girls there for a long time. They do a great job. They come in basically when I find a house that I think will be a good project house, they come over and look at it, make their assessments, come up with a project board that we have from the beginning. So all of them have a theme, like the one that just sold on Pierce Street was a modern farmhouse. Like, and that project board kind of follows the house through the redesign. And then even the stager that we use basically picks out her furnishings to fit that project board. So the next one that's coming out is California Coastal. And we go with their design trends and what they've chosen, which is pretty cool to be involved in from the beginning, the vision that they have and being able to watch it through the process. So
yeah, we're big believers in using an interior designer when you're building or remodeling, because you will get a superior end result. But a lot of people, and I'm so glad that Island House Real Estate has this option with these project houses, because a lot of people, and I'm sure you've heard this before, they say, oh, we're going to get our house ready to sell.
Right.
And, you know, when you have the mindset that the materials that you're buying, the homeowner typically wants to buy the least expensive that they can get away with.
Right.
And so you end up with maybe some cheaper flooring, some things that the next owner is not going to be so excited about.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, just to have it done the right way. I've seen that so many times where the homeowner will fix up the house, and then the new owner comes in and they end up having to spend all sorts of money to fix
right.
it up again, right?
Yeah, it's so true. And I think I have that conversation every time somebody that I meet with somebody about listing their house that does need some work done to it. they don't really want to replace the carpet because they know the carpet they pick out probably won't be what the homeowners pick out. So then they think offering a credit is a good option.
Right.
But then people come in and they just see dollar signs when they know they've got to refinish floors or change out carpet. For a buyer, it just, I think it overwhelms them with all the things that they might have to do, that it tends to be better just to have it done. But you're right. Like if you're going in and you're just doing it yourself and you're really not having the advice from somebody that knows what they're doing on what to replace, sometimes you pick out things that aren't going to be appealing to the majority of, of people. And that's really what we try to do, is just appeal to the masses as much as we can. It just takes one person to buy a house, so the numbers are on our side most of the time, but it's we just can't eliminate the majority of people by picking out things or wall colors that are gonna not appeal to people.
That's true. We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask, what kinds of listings does Island House Real Estate have right now?
Yeah, we've got some great ones. The market's been really super busy, so we've been busy with things going under contract and selling, but we have a new listing that we just listed, 1335 Smythe Street. It's built by Jacksonville Custom Homes, and it's on Daniel Island. It faces Smythe Lake. It's $1,525,000. And then we also have 1705 Frizzle, which is a three-story townhome on Daniel Island. That one is listed at $750,000. 14 Lafarge Street is a deep water lot on Daniel Island. That one is $1,085,000. We have several different listings kind of close to Daniel Island in lower price points, which are giving people a good option. 459 Sanders Farm. And then we have one on Yellow House Brick Road. And then there's also 2213 Daniel Island Drive is one of the lowest price point single family homes on Daniel Island. That one is $565,000. And we have a unit downtown, 150 B Street. It's unit 413, which it's right across from MUSC and the Vets Hospital. Mm. It's a good option for medical students that are coming in for medical school or dental school programs that they're just finding out about.
How much is that one?
$399,000.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, is that one bedroom or?
It's a two bedroom, 2.5 baths, and it has two parking spots in the secured garage.
That's important.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, good deal. You know, it's nice to see, I know prices have gone up, but they're not insane prices. They're still, that's the old supply and demand, right? If there's not the demand from the buyers, then that keeps the prices reasonable.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we started the year off last year on a lower end because the interest rates were so high. So people did, you know, things sat on the market a little longer towards the beginning of the year and prices dropped. So by the time the end of the year came around and people realized that the interest rates were staying low, prices started creeping up again for sure. But overall, I mean, I think there's still a great option for pretty much anybody that's looking and whatever price point.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, how can folks get more information about Island House Real Estate?
Yeah, so our website is islandhouserealestate.com. My phone number directly is 843-847-1762. My email is Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at Island House Real Estate.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. Thanks so much, Tricia.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home, talking about me and you, things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand, I want to be your man, I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.